Hello and welcome to a podcast about the way the world works in the world of Theftable and why I use GURPS. So, reason I use GURPS is mainly because it was the easiest one to give them access to for creation of characters without me having to do anything in depth with them. The thing is, it worked pretty well. Their characters were pretty well detailed and full of life. We're actually characters. Big difference between what happened when I gave it to a very different group of friends, and they decided that they wanted to be, what's the word? Min-maxers. They min-maxed their characters to death. They didn't even think, oh, I might need to use that skill. No, I don't need it. And they basically went off and said, let's have like 25 strength and be super awesome. Rather than, how do I carry 25 strength arm? How do I do this? How do I do this? He didn't think about any of that. And GURPS is very fun for this, thinking about it, because there's so many specific skills that if you don't have a variety of skills, you're useless. I don't make them use all the different specific skills, because in most cases, most skills are not necessary, like driving or using a carriage or something like that. That doesn't require a skill. That just is, oh, you know how to do it, so you can do it. And unless you've had specific training to be really good at it, you probably don't have the actual skill. So the main rules here, pretty much the only rule I keep, it's a very simple rule. It's just roll. You roll for everything. You roll for even the most basic of just talking to another person. Because, which is funner? You roll, and then you act based off the roll, or you act, and you just act. Like, all of a sudden, the only place where your die rolling matters is in combat. And when that's the only area where rolling dice matters, all you're going to do is have a bunch of people who are really good at fighting and doing, it looks like climbing and stuff that you can't do by just talking, and they just don't have any actual talking skills. And I think that's stupid. It is. I mean, GURPS does have specific rules on digging and all that type of stuff, but I considered rules, like, those types of rules are fun, because when it's more specific, you can do, okay, you roll for that thing, and then we're going to describe how your role affected the world, and we're going to describe based off of your role. Oh, you rolled a bad roll, and they also did bad at resisting your thing. So that means all of a sudden, even though you were the most crappy liar, they somehow were convinced by your story. You have no idea why. And that makes it much funner than D&D. Oh, we're talking to each other, and that's how we figure out how things work. And you wear like a persuasion roll, and it is the god roll rather than you roll persuasion and they roll against you. Because of that, D&D just, you can do all the things in D&D. It's just, GURPS, I think, does those things better. It makes it more obvious, at the very least. Besides that, GURPS has more specific rules for jumping, running, and all those types of things. GURPS is more realistic. Oh, in D&D, let's see what a reasonable person can do in 6 seconds. Run 60 feet. In a fight that's probably going to last maximum of 30 seconds. I think an average fighting person in an actual fight isn't going to move just 60 feet in that. They're going to move a lot farther. GURPS is a bit more ridiculous considering how far you can move. The default walking speed. Something around 6 is about 10 plus 10 divided by 4, about 5. And that's 5 meters in a second. I mean, that's like, this is speed walking, and it's not like you can maintain it over the course of a day, but, I mean, it is completely ridiculous. My favorite, one of my favorite rules here is the rules about gravity, which makes it so that traveling throughout the universe and doing sci-fi stuff, it actually has some realistic science things. And you don't have to do the whole science thing. You want to do gravity? You can do gravity. You want to do realistic air resistance and all those types of things? GURPS is pretty good for realism. There. Now, throwing. Yeah, GURPS, throwing, if you're good at it, is actually worth it. Unlike in D&D, where it's not worth it. Not worth it at all. Senses. I like GURPS better than D&D for senses, since the difference between the two is that one, there's no difference between one person's senses and another's. And GURPS, you have multiple different senses, and you can have advantages that make it so that you're better at something or not. And it makes it a huge difference. And it gives you ideas for what modifiers would be. I also really like that they have Very Loud Rock Band and Metallica as two different categories, which is completely ridiculous. It's felt like a lot longer than 7 minutes. That was part one of Why GURPS. See you in the next part, which should hopefully come out after the next episode of the actual podcast. See you then. And come back for more adventures in the world of Theft of Old. Bye.